In the second half of Luke chapter 15, we read a story that is nearly always called the parable of the prodigal son. But when the Lord Jesus Christ begins the story, you notice what he says in verse 11. A certain man had two sons. So there is a comparison and a contrast between two sons in this parable. At the beginning of the chapter, Luke gives us the setting. The Pharisees and the scribes were complaining about the Lord Jesus Christ, but tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him. And in a way, those two kinds of people correspond to the two brothers in this parable. The tax collectors and sinners are like the younger son in the parable, engaged in immoral, irreligious, wild living. They've left the traditional morality of their home. However, the Pharisees and the scribes are more like the elder brother, the elder son in the parable. They've stayed in the traditional morality of their upbringing. Perhaps even they are devoted to studying and outwardly, at least, obeying the word of God. But the religious establishment of Jesus' day was shocked at the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, as they would have been shocked at this parable. Because the Lord Jesus Christ was continually saying to those who appeared to be respectable and upright, tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. Matthew 21 and verse 31. So the point is, where the gospel message is clear, moral people, seemingly respectable people, sometimes dislike it, while sometimes irreligious people are intrigued by it, even attracted. And one of the ways we know that we're communicating